You're listening to SBS News.
Almost 20 years ago, a brutal civil conflict ended in Papua New Guinea. One in 10 people died on Bougainville, but the unrest set the island on the road to independence. The conflict was sparked by an Australian-run copper and gold mine called Panguna, then the world's largest. It had promised much but delivered very little for the local people. General Sam Kaona was the commander of the Bougainville Revolutionary Army, or BRA.
What upset the landowners was Panguna mine. Panguna mine was creating social disparities, environment problems, and other social issues, unfair distribution of wealth by the company. That sparked up the sentiments, the feelings of independence for Bougainville.
Panguna's profits funded Papua New Guinea's independence from Australia in 1975 and made Australian company Rio Tinto rich. But the Bougainville landowners saw little of the wealth, and their rivers and lands were devastated by mining waste. The war started in 1989 when the BRA shut down the mine and brought the local economy to its knees. Over 10 years, up to 20,000 people died, either from fighting with the PNG Defence Forces and its local collaborators, or from disease and starvation. Despite backing from the Australian government, Sam Kaona says the PNG government was brought to the negotiating table by the BRA and a peace agreement was signed in 2001.
When I look at that, it was BRA that won the war. Point of defeat was when the army of Papua New Guinea didn't have any strength anymore. So that we went for negotiations, we came out with a stronger position, not at a looser position in which we have to negotiate terms below what we have now.
Sopuka Temu is PNG's Minister for Bougainville, overseeing the referendum process.
We know there are three pillars of the Bougainville Peace Agreement, which was signed on the 30th of August 2001. First one of those pillars is autonomous government to allow the post-crisis government to be in place. And so the autonomous Bougainville government started. Second was to allow for weapons disposal, and that's been an ongoing program. And so that's also come to a conclusion. And the final one is the referendum process. That is, the leaders agree that there should be a vote.
With most of the weapons handed in, now finally the people of Bougainville will decide. They've been asked to vote on whether they want greater autonomy or complete independence. It's expected there will be an overwhelming support for the latter. It's hard to find someone who doesn't want it.
We're going to put action to...
for independence.
Yeah.
We are going to vote referendum now. We want independence.
I'll vote for independence.
One thing everyone hopes for is that there is never a return to fighting and the war is over. The next big question is, how will an independent Bougainville fund itself? Fisheries, tourism and agriculture are seen as viable, but a return to mining is tipped as most likely but highly contentious. Starting on Saturday, 200,000 people will vote over the next 2 weeks, but under the peace agreement, the result is non-binding and must first be ratified by Papua New Guinea's parliament. That could take years, says Minister Puka Temu. There's a convoluted consultation and healing process.
The timing of the consultation period to us is not a big issue. Because part of the processes that we have engaged, for example, both a Bougainville reconciliation as well as a big one coming national reconciliation program, are part of that those processes in order for us to heal each other and also forgive each other and accept each other. And so time frame at this stage cannot be the key point. So at this stage, the timing issue is not part of the conversation at this stage.